Hi guys, today I'm going to do a review on the Tomorrowland Music Festival. This is a dance music festival which takes place in Boom, Belgium at the end of July. It was my second year at Tomorrowland this year and I realised how lucky I was to get tickets. Over 200,000 tickets were sold out in just 1 second. But this size crowd did add to the vibrant and energetic atmosphere. Tomorrowland has its own community of people where we all come together for 1 weekend a year for the experience. It's an escape from reality as you enter this magical world for 4 days. In total, I would say I spent €500 over the whole weekend, but it was definitely money well spent. Dreamville, which is a camping area, is not like any other festival camping I've been to. You couldn't even compare it to, say, Oxygen or some festival similar to that. But this might be due to the Belgian summer weather and also the hot showers that were available on site. The main festival area is so hard to describe to people who haven't been there. When you walk into the arena first, the site is not that impressive. However, when you get over the hill to the main stage, there's a deep valley that can hold 200,000 people to rave together. There are 15 stages on the festival site, all of which are decorated in the Tomorrowland colours. I would say the highlights for me for the weekend were Infinity Inc., Carl Cox and Eric Prydz. Now we went in a group of 4, which was the perfect size group as we got to know so many different people from all over the world and were able to share the experience with them. My main tips would be to bring wellies in case of the freak weather and also to lay on the sun cream because knowing us Irish you will probably end up burnt to a crisp in the 30 degree heat every day. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I will leave a link to the Tomorrowland After movie in the description box below and hopefully see some of you at Tomorrowland next year. Thanks for listening, guys.